Welcome to Toirat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Zion, Chapter 7. In Chapter 6 at the conquering of Jericho, Yehoshua instructed the people not to take anything from the city. He said, V'hoisa ha'ir chirem hi, v'chol asher ba'la Hashem, and the city shall be devoted, it and all that is in it, to Hashem. He stated that there would be a negative consequence if anyone were to take of the spoils, v'rak atem shimru min hachirem, and only you keep from the devoted thing, meaning keep yourselves from the devoted thing. Pen tacharimu elakachtem min hachirem, lest you make yourselves condemned when you take of the devoted thing, v'samtem es machane Yisrael lechirem, v'achartem oisoi, and to make the camp of Yisrael a ruin and trouble it. The opening to chapter 7 is the headline that someone transgressed in taking from the chirem, that which was consecrated. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Vayimalu v'nei Yisrael ma'al b'chirem, and the children of Yisrael committed a trespass in the consecrated thing. Vayikach ochon ben karmi ben zavdi ben zerach lemate Yehuda min hachirem. For Achon, the son of Karmi, the son of Zavdi, the son of Zerach, of the tribe of Yehuda, took of the consecrated thing. Vayichar af Hashem bivnei Yisrael, and the anger of Hashem was kindled against the children of Yisrael. We know from this first posuk that Achon took from the chirem. The chapter then outlines the details of how this became revealed to the Bnei Yisrael when they attempted to capture the second city in their conquest of the land, the city of Ai. Yehoshua sends men from Jericho to Ai to spy out the land. The spies return and advise Yehoshua not to send everyone, but only to send about 2,000 or 3,000 men to go up and smite Ai. There aren't that many people there. About 3,000 men go up, but they run away from the men of Ai, and the men of Ai kill 36 of the Bnei Yisrael. The reaction of the people is described in verse 5. Vayimas levav ha'am vayihi lemayim. The hearts of the people melted and became as water. Following the exhilarating, miraculous defeat of Jericho, the Bnei Yisrael is now thrown into a devastating descent. Yehoshua is grief-stricken and pleads desperately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Verse 6, Vayikra Yehoshua Simleisov. Yehoshua tore his clothing, a sign of mourning. Vayipol al ponov artza lifnei arayin Hashem ad ha'erev. And he fell on his face to the ground before the Ark of Hashem until the evening. Hu v'ziknei Yisrael v'ya'alu afar al reisham. He and the elders of Yisrael, and they put dust upon their heads. They were declaring that they were considered as dust, says the Malbim. Verse 7, v'yomer Yehoshua, aha Hashem Elohim. And Yehoshua said, woe, O Hashem, God. Lama ha'avarta ha'avir es ha'am hazeh es ha'yardin, laseis eisanu b'yad ha'emayri la'ha'avideinu. Why have you at all brought this people over the Yardin to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to cause us to perish? V'lu ha'alnu v'aneshev b'avir ha'yardin. If only we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Yardin. Rashi interprets, if only we had decided to stay on the east side of the Yardin in land that had already been conquered. Verse 8. Bi Adonai, ma aymar acharei asher hafach Yisrael ayref lifnei oivav. If you please, Hashem, what shall I say after Yisrael has turned their backs before their enemies? Verse 9. V'yishma'u ha-Kana'ani v'chol yoshvei ha'aretz, for the Kana'anites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear. V'nasabu aleinu v'hichrisu es shemenu min ha'aretz, and they will encircle us and cut off our name from the earth. U'mata aseh l'shimcha ha-gadayil, and what will you do for your great name? They will say that your strength has weakened, extends Rashi. Hashem responds to Yehoshua saying, Kum lach, raise yourself up, lach yourself. One of Rashi's explanations on this phrase is that Hashem is pointing some of the responsibility for the failure in Ai to Yehoshua, because he stayed in the camp while the men went to fight rather than going with them to battle. Hashem is telling him that if he goes before Bnei Yisrael, they will be successful, and if not, not. Another explanation Rashi brings is that the phrase means it has arisen for you. That is, Yehoshua's tefillah, his prayer that he has offered, has stood for him. This tefillah will help. Hashem then reveals to Yehoshua that the failure in Ai was due to a sin. He says, Chata Yisrael, Yisrael has sinned. Hashem makes it known to Yehoshua that there is something consecrated amongst the Bnei Yisrael, and that until this is destroyed, they will not be able to succeed against their enemies. Hashem tells Yehoshua to tell the people that there is an accursed thing among them, and that they cannot be successful against enemies until it is removed. He should tell them to prepare themselves for the next day when the sinner will be revealed. The process of identifying the sinner is outlined, and the warning that he and all that is his will be destroyed is given. In verses 16 to 18, we see the process in motion. Vayashkem Yehoshua babayker, and Yehoshua rose up early in the morning. Vayakriv es Yisrael lishvotov, and he brought Yisrael near by their tribes. Rashi interprets this to mean that Yehoshua brought the tribes past the Choshen, the breastplate. The Choshen had precious stones on it with the names of the Shevotim, the tribes, engraved on them. As the tribes walked past the Choshen, the stone of the guilty tribe dimmed. Continuing in the Pasuk, Vayilochid Shevet Yehuda, and the tribe of Yehuda was taken. The stone of Yehuda dimmed, identifying the sinner as being a member of this Shevet. According to Rashi, following this, Yehoshua draws lots to identify the family and household of the guilty individual. Verse 17, Vayakriv es mishpachas Yehuda, vayilkaid es mishpachas Hazarchi. And he brought near the family of Yehuda, and he took the family of the Zarchites. Vayakriv es mishpachas Hazarchi lagvarim, vayilachid Zavdi. And he brought the family of the Zarchites near, man by man, and Zavdi was taken. Verse 18, Vayakrev es beisoi lagvorim, Vayilachid Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach lemate Yehuda. And he brought his household near, man by man, and Achan, the son of Karmi, the son of Zavdi, the son of Zerach of the tribe of Yehuda, was taken. Yehoshua turns to Achan and asks him to confess completely to what he has done. Achan admits that he has sinned against Hashem and then specifies in verse 21, When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. Yehoshua sends messengers who run to the tent and find there what Achan has described. They bring the items to Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael and lay them out before Hashem, which Rashi says means they melted them. Yehoshua and the Bnei Yisrael take Achan, the items, his children, his ox, his ass, his flock and his tent, and all that he has, to Emek Achar, the valley of Achar. Rashi says they brought his children to witness his downfall, so that they would be deterred from committing such a sin. His ox and ass were taken to be destroyed as commanded earlier. And then the gruesome punishment, verse 25, Vayomer Yehoshua, Me achartonu. Yehoshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yakarcha Hashem Bayom Hazeh, Hashem shall trouble you this day. Vayirgamu Isai Chal Yisrael Evan. And all Yisrael stoned him with stones. Rashi says the stoning is applicable here because he violated Shabbos. The day on which he stole the items, the day of the attack on Yericho, was Shabbos. Vayisrafu aysam ba'esh, and burned them with fire. Vayiskalu aysam ba'avonim, and stoned them with stones. And now Hashem's anger subsides. Verse 26. Vayokimu alav gal avonim gadol ad hayom hazeh, and they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. Vayoshav Hashem micharein apoy. So Hashem turned from the fierceness of his anger. Al kein karoshem hamakom hahu emek achar ad hayom hazeh. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achar to this day. The Malbim comments that verse 1 states, And the children of Yisrael committed a trespass in the consecrated thing. in the plural, even though only Achav had done so, as it continues, Achon took. This is because all of Yisrael are connected like one body. So when Achon takes from the Cherem, it's considered as if all of Bnei Yisrael sinned. The Malbim also explains on this that punishment can come about either directly, in which case only the sinner is affected, or by Hashem removing his supervision and leaving things to nature. In this case, those other than the sinner can end up in the firing line. We see that the latter approach happened in the battle with Ai. Hashem removed his protection from Klal Yisrael in general. Achan did not die, and others did. The Malbim notes that it is clear from the wording in the Pasuk, where it says that the anger of Hashem was kindled against Yisrael, that this is what happened here. The Bnei Yisrael are a collective unit. We have touched previously in Yehoshua on the need for unity and the merits given to Bnei Yisrael when they align themselves with the principle of being one body, one neshama. We see here how devastating the sin of one individual within the Bnei Yisrael was for the entire people. The ripple effect of our actions can be tremendous. We are one people, and our lives are not only our own isolated story, but part of a larger tapestry. Thank you for studying together, L'Eloi Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.